Winter was officially over, but Connor could still feel it on the gust of wind that brushed past his face. He was farther north, well away from any colonial settlements. After hiking to the top of a hill, he turned to where the fragmented remnants of an ancient Ovaro city disappeared into the glistening undergrowth. He wondered if any of the Ovaro who'd been brought out of stasis remembered what the city had been like before the Ice Age. Probably not, and he supposed that could be a blessing, but he doubted it. He didn't have to be there. Several teams of CDF soldiers were scouting locations for Ovaro settlements beyond what had already been discovered, but Connor enjoyed getting away. His years on New Earth had awakened a burgeoning desire to explore every inch of it. Humanity's first interstellar colony world was a wondrous mix of mammalian life, some of which appeared familiar, while others were so strange that in light of recent events, scientists had begun to theorize whether those life forms had evolved on this planet at all. Discovering alien technology that allowed for travel between universes tended to turn some of the mysteries of New Earth on their heads. Regardless, New Earth was humanity's only home and was as dangerous as it was awe-inspiring. Connor activated his combat-enabled multipurpose protection suit. The MPS Series 12 had recently been approved for military use as an alternative to the heavy Nexstar-powered armor. The nanosuit had several modes of operation and could double as a heavy layer of clothing. Once the nanosuit was in combat mode, the onboard AI integrated with Connor's neural implants and could operate in a variety of modes to protect him. The helmet extended from the ring around Connor's neck, covering his head and seamlessly attaching to the front. The highly advanced suit of armor was capable of protecting him from everything but the heaviest ordnance, a long way from the prototype he'd used nearly 2 years earlier. The helmet's internal heads-up display showed the location of the recon drones the survey team was using to map out the area. They were particularly interested in whether there were any hidden bunkers that might contain Ovaro and stasis pods. But Connor already knew there was very little chance of that. He and Lenora had scouted this area over a year ago. There'd been no stasis pods then, and there probably weren't any now. However, it didn't hurt to take one last look before offering the area up as a potential Ovaro settlement site so they could rebuild their civilization. Connor activated the stealth field and took off at a run. Doubtless, the CDF soldier monitoring him was currently alerting his superior that General Connor Gates had suddenly disappeared from their scanners. Eventually, probably seconds from now, they'd alert Samson, who'd lead his team to track Connor down. Connor couldn't do anything about the impact his footprints had on the low-lying shrubs he ran through. The MPS wasn't able to fly. What it could do was enable Connor to run as fast as a rover could cover ground at top speed. Nanorobotic actuators were specifically aligned to his body type, which allowed him to move almost effortlessly. He was required to exert minimal effort to initiate movement, but then the suit took over. The new Series 12 MPSs were in short supply and were restricted to select Spec Ops platoons, but Connor planned to expand their usage. He bolted toward a nearby grove of trees and launched himself into the air. Using his momentum to swing around near the top of the tree, he changed directions. Samson's team would have a little bit of difficulty tracking him, but he couldn't make it too easy for them. He kept this up until he'd left the grove behind. An alert flashed on his internal heads-up display, and then a live video feed appeared from one of the reconnaissance drones that had been scouting the outlying areas northwest of his position. Several warning indicators appeared on the HUD, and a solitary screech pierced the air, carrying a deadly promise to anyone within earshot. Ryklar's. Answering Ryklar calls sounded from farther away. There was always more than one of them. The recon drone was just under 500 meters away, but the Ryklar's were much closer. Ryklar's were New Earth predators that had been genetically enhanced by the Ovaro. Controlled with high-frequency sound waves, they'd been used as weapons of war. They were pack hunters, and a pack could reach sizes of 100 or more.